There was no information available as to what holds them up, like stars in the sky, what is in them, or what their purpose is supposed to be. According to author Renato Vesco, the Foo Fighters were actually the Feuerball, or Fireball, which was a highly original flying machine, circular and armored, more or less resembling the shell of a tortoise, and was powered by a special turbojet engine, also flat and circular, whose principles of operation generated a great halo of luminous flames. Radio-controlled at the moment of takeoff, it then automatically followed enemy aircraft, attracted by their exhaust flames, and approached close enough without collision to wreck their radar gear. Vesco claimed that the basic principles of the Feuerball were later applied to a symmetrical circular aircraft known as the Kugelblitz, or ball lightning, automatic fighter that became an authentic antecedent of the present-day flying saucers. He said this innovative craft was destroyed after a single lucky wartime mission by retreating SS troops. Even though the public has been conditioned for more than 60 years to dismiss any notion of flying saucers or UFOs, the accumulation of evidence available today makes it impossible to reject the reality of such craft out of hand. Obviously, the Nazis were experimenting with new and exotic energy technology. The extraordinary development of the Feuerball may have provided the first public glimpse into the heart of Nazi superscience. Several writers have produced articles about the Nazi development of flying saucers. British author W.A. Harbinson claimed that he got his ideas after discovering post-war German articles mentioning a former Luftwaffe engineer, Flugkapitän Rudolf Schreiber. According to information gleaned by Harbinson from articles in Der Spiegel, Bild am Sonntag, Luftfahrt International, and other German publications, Schreiber claimed to have designed a flying top prototype in 1941, which was actually test flown in June 1942. In 1944, Schreiber said he constructed a larger jet version of his circular craft with the help of scientists Klaus Habermehl, Otto Meiter, and an Italian, Dr. Giuseppe Belluzzo. Drawings of this saucer were published in the 1959 British book German Secret Weapons of the Second World War and Their Later Development by Major Rudolf Lussar, an engineer who worked in the German Reichs Patent Office and had access to many original plans and documents.